Trees Hang Over a Blue River. Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Mar, Vist Entertainment presents. Anesham Entertainment Production. Title, Follow Me to Daisy Hills. A home with two swings, side by side, hanging from a large tree in the front yard. A woman trips over a tree root encroaching on the sidewalk as she walks to the mailbox. She pulls several envelopes and one manila envelope out, which she eyes in particular. A man pulls up in the truck.
Hey there, Bob.
Hey, morning, Joe. How you doing? Are you okay? I saw a little trip there.
Yeah, the sidewalk just keeps getting worse.
Yeah, well, you know, that old tree is just going to keep making things worse and worse. When are you going to chop it down?
I know. It's on my to-do list. It's just at the bottom of it.
Understood.
Hey, you got one of those newspapers for me?
Yeah, here you go. Make sure you check out page 2. That little sister of yours, she sure can write.
Yeah, well, we know the talent landed in the Mason family.
I don't know about all that. It's not easy running the cultural event center of Daisy Hills the way you do.
Well, have a nice day.
You make it a great day.
See you tonight.
Take care.
He pulls away and she sighs. Now driving along a long country road, the truck pulls into the parking lot of the Daisy Hills store. She flicks on the lights of the tidy, quaint store. She sets her mail and coffee down on the counter. She notices something, then grabs a rag. She uses it to wipe down a framed picture of her and her mother. A woman walks in and puts her hands on stacks of white bags on a cart.
Anybody home?
Hey, over here, Carol. Oh. Guess what?
It came in?
It wasn't easy. I was able to round some up from a wholesaler.
What did it come out to?
Almost double the last. It's getting harder to find.
I really need it, but double?
Well, they keep raising the prices on us. You know what? Just take it for now, and we can work it out once you sell your plants.
Are you sure?
Dad and I will figure it out.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Oh, that means so much.
You know, it's like my mom always said, you can always find what you need at the Daisy Hill store.
Oh,
all right,
okay.
You got this.
One more.
Hey,
Joe. Come on.
Hi, Carol.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. No, you go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. I have it. You know.
Good. Okay.
Right.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Okay.
Joe reads from the Gazette.
What is this?
They published this?
Mm-hmm. Nothing monumental can be accomplished. It's with the full support of the community
that the next generation
will flourish, and with the love of our families, both blood and chosen, that we can truly succeed. My baby sister.
You're a published author. I am so proud of you.
You know what? The Valedictorian writes an article every year, and it's just the local paper.
Hey, it is a start, Soph. And you are so talented.
Oh, there they are. You know what? By the way, you're my sister. You kind of have to think I'm amazing by law.
Hmm. Oh, Soph, wait. This came for you this morning.
What is that?
Joe hands her the large manila envelope.
I can explain this.
Does this Iowa University have the best writing program in the country? Looks like I'm not the only one who thinks you're amazing.
Joe smiles.
Well, go on, open it!
Sophie exhales.
Though usually a big envelope means...
Oh my god! Joe, I got it! because I didn't think I'd get in, because I applied just for fun.
Oh. And so, yeah, that does sound like fun.
Does Dad know that you applied?
No, I didn't want to upset him. I remember how mad you got when Blake left.
Hey, that was completely different. This is Dad, and Blake was not my sister. Okay, I just want what's best for you. But what is it that you want?
Sophie hesitates.
It's nice to know I got into Iowa, but I also heard back from Hopewell University, and I remember you saying how great it was.
I loved it there.
I know. And it's closer. I can stay with you and Dad. It'll be a lot easier for everyone.
Okay, well, just think about it.
Yeah. Okay. I gotta go.
Can I, look through those? And I'll live vicariously through you.
Yeah, just don't let Dad see it. No need to worry him.
Okay. Oh, hey, and don't forget your party is 7 p.m. sharp tonight, okay? Make sure you're ready.
She'll be fine. You worry too much.
You were up early.
Yeah, I had to take care of a few things.
Oh, okay. Well, same goes for you, Dad. Do not be late to your daughter's party. And when you're done with that, you want to come in here and help me for a minute?
I'm almost done.
Okay.
Dad takes his palm from the phone.
Sorry about that, Blake.
Hey, no worries, Mr. Mason. So what were you saying?
Well, we could use a whole new plan to catch up with the times.
I might only have a few days, but would it help if I come out there?
You'd do that for us?
Yeah, of course. You're always there for me as a kid. You're like my second family.
How are your folks, by the way?
They're doing great. I'm definitely jealous of all the sun they're getting in Florida, though.
Yeah, I bet.
So, about the store, how bad is it?
The truth is, we may need to shut down.
Okay, well, let's make sure that doesn't happen, then. I'll hop on the next flight of JFK.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And listen, if you get here by tonight, come by the store. We're having a little birthday party for Sophie.
Okay. I'll see you then.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Blake receives a call from 5B Consulting.
Blake Harris here.
Mr. Harris, we just got your email and wanted to confirm you made the next round of interviews.
That's great news. Thank you. I'm actually going to be out of town for the next couple days, though.
Well, we can always do the interview by phone.
Perfect. I'll talk to you then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Dad joins Joe in the store.
Sorry about that. This for Carol?
Yeah. Well, she'll be back in a bit. You know, Henry came looking for you earlier, but you were already gone. What were you doing anyway?
Just a last-minute thing for tonight.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but it better not involve any extra cheese. You know, I was thinking about canceling the ribs for the party after your last lab results.
And here, I thought that children were supposed to honor and respect their parents.
Just make sure you eat something green at the party.
She sees Dad near the envelope.
You know, I still can't believe that Sophie is almost finished high school.
I can hardly believe you've already graduated high school. Where does the time go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if it was up to me, I'd keep it from going so fast, that's for sure.
She snatches it away.
Don't you mind about that. It's not for you. But these are...
She hands him a stack of envelopes.
Lights, electricity, suppliers.
I'm stocking up on a few things that people can't get online. Maybe that'll get people in here.
Yeah, I've been seeing those delivery trucks around town more and more. Get people clicking instead of coming in here. Should we get a website, Joe? Catch up with the times? I mean, there's nothing wrong with change.
Well, maybe. But does that mean that you're changing your attitude about those ribs?
I'm serious, Joe.
I know, Dad. Isn't the point of the store to have a place where people can just walk in? If we have a website, why even bother?
They hug.
We'll figure something out.
Hello! Okay, we have a customer.
A customer's usual to pay. Mm.
They load the other bags.
Let me give you a hand there, Carol.
Oh, Duke, I wasn't expecting to see you here. What a pleasant surprise.
It's nice to see you too, Carol. How's that fertilizer treating you?
Oh, it's a lifesaver. Ever since the distributor discontinued it, you finding it at that wholesaler has really kept me afloat. I can't thank you enough.
Well, we're happy to help.
Oh, I don't know what I would do without this place.
Okay, come on, you two. Let's get the rest of this out to Carol's car.
I'm really excited about tonight, by the way. Will Bob be here?
Yeah, not if Joe has anything to say about it.
What's a party without ribs?
Okay, okay, you guys. I get it. Sheesh.
I'm assuming everyone's ready so we can go and get to the party on time.
5 more minutes.
Hey, Joe, there's something that I've been meaning to
Dad,
talk to you about.
Dad, can you go ahead and bring this to the party? Because I have a feeling we're going to be a bit longer than that.
Sure. I'll take care. I'll make sure everything is under control. Guests will be fed and entertained.
Oh, wait, Dad!
You girls always manage to be late for your own parties. You know, your mother was late for our wedding. You're becoming more and more like her every day.
You know, Dad, there's some mornings when I'm opening up the store, and I know this sounds crazy, but I feel like she's there with me.
That's not one bit crazy, Joe. She put everything she was into that place. I better get to those ribs before they're all gone.
Hey,
you said that 5 minutes ago.
What were you and Dad talking about?
How about me growing up, you growing up stuff?
Joe finds a retirement home pamphlet on the table.
Okay, which one? What do you think?
I would have liked you to have chosen an hour ago.
Come on, which one?
The one on the right.
Okay, and please hurry!
She finds another manila envelope from Hopewell University.
What the?
Okay, ready?
Ready, Dave. Would you look at that? Dad was right. You look just like Mom. Do not make me cry tonight.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Do you think it's gonna rain?
Nah.
They pull into the parking lot under heavy rain. Sophie and Joe both run to the door.
Oh, you said it wouldn't rain.
I know.
Oh, hey, hold on.
I want you to know that I'll support you no matter what you choose in life. And so will Dad.
They hug. The store is fully decorated for a party.
So, you know I'm officially late because of you, right?
Okay, go on.
Have fun.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, Sean. Hey.
Mrs. Hayes, you made it!
Thank you for coming.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Carol. Hey, Bob.
Oh, you're here. Does Sophie like what we've done?
Oh, she loves it. Thank you so much for setting it up.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And don't you look lovely tonight? You do, too.
Well, you do too. You do too, Carol. Yes, thank you for helping. It's very helpful. Yeah. Listen, Joe.
One delicious pulled rib sandwich just for you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. It's nice to get together with the community and see everyone.
I don't remember the last time I went out just to have fun.
Well, as long as the store is around, this town will have a place for things like this. What's up, Dad?
Excuse us for a second.
What's going on?
Okay, listen, I didn't know how to bring it up. I didn't want to upset you.
What is it?
So, a special guest is coming tonight.
A special guest?
Blake? Oh my goodness, Blake!
Wait, Joe, it's Blake. Wait, when did you get here?
Right now.
Come with me. Are you just staying for the party or are you moving back? Please tell me you're moving back.
Nice to see you, Blake. How unexpected.
Good to see you too, Joe. But first, I got this. Happy birthday, Sal.
Wait. How did you know that I needed a new laptop case?
I do.
This is exactly what I needed.
Good.
Thank you, Blake. Do you mind if I go show my friends?
Go for it.
Okay.
Joe faces Blake and her dad.
So, you two, what's happening here?
Wait, does she not know that?
Know what?
Well, there's a short answer and a long answer.
Your choice.
Okay, well, why Blake is in town is the long answer, which I think is best we discuss after you have a beverage.
Which I can help with that. Let me help with that.
Blake leaves them alone.
And why Blake is here tonight is easier. He was such a big part of Sophie's life growing up, I thought since he was already in town, he should be here for her. Trust me that I will fill you in later, okay? Now you two go on and catch up. Go on.
He brings her a bottle.
So? Hello.
Hi.
They both smile politely.
This is insane.
Yes.
So, how you been?
Well, let's see. I still live in Brooklyn, own my own consulting company, and I've been back for 5 minutes and feels like I never left. You?
I never left.
He gazes at her.
It's treating you well.
So,
they catch up at the bar.
How badly do you want one of Bob's rib sandwiches?
Pretty bad.
Right?
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yes, please.
Okay. No, that is not true.
It is true. You ran out of that graduation party and I had to chase you all the way out to that field.
Are you kidding me? I remember chasing you.
No.
Yes.
Not a chance.
Hey, Blake, I just wanted to thank you again for this. I love it.
Oh, I'm sure it'll come in handy.
So I can't believe that you're here. Can you tell me, like, about living in the city?
Well, I live in Brooklyn, so that's technically not the city, but...
But, like, Brooklyn's more chic, right?
I suppose so. But I still love these barbecues here and those ribs. But there's a lot of delicious food there, too, like Asian fusion barbecue. There's this great place in Astoria I can recommend.
Can you? Mm-hmm. Can you recommend a place in Astoria?
Is it so loud that you can't sleep?
Sometimes.
Okay, so is it true?
That's enough questions for right now.
One more. Is it true the places never close, like stores and stuff?
They do close, but super, super, super late. Like 4 a.m. sometimes.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Add me as a friend. That way I can just see all your adventures and everything. That one?
That's me.
Okay.
Nice. How about you, Joe? You sent me a friend request.
She doesn't do social media. I made her an account and everything. She doesn't even use it.
Well, don't I know it.
What does that mean?
I sent you a friend request a while ago and you never responded to it, that's all.
Well, I just think friends are people you talk to in real life.
We are friends, thank you.
Friends, nice.
See? She's awesome. I can tell she's gonna love living in the city.
Well, we're not sure where she's gonna go just yet.
She's not gonna go to school?
Oh, she is, we just don't know where.
She has to go to the city.
Has to?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's where she belongs.
Come on, you've been here, what, 4 minutes, and you already know where Sophie belongs?
I can tell and you can tell.
Are you telling me what I should think?
No, I'm just trying to explain that...
Oh, yes, please, explain to me what I should think.
There are some people that like small towns and some people that need to get out.
Well, let me explain to you...
No, no, it's Dad!
Wait,
Dad. Please hurry! Dad! Oh. Yes! Joe!
Hey, what's going on?
What's...
Dad, it's okay. Blake, can you call an ambulance? Joe, what's happening?
Dad, it's okay, we're here.
Her dad is seated, leaning over and clasping his chest.
Hey.
Joe joins Sophie and Blake in the den.
Hey, it's okay. He's doing better. It's just a scare, really. We just need to make sure that he's taking better care of himself from now on.
Is he still awake?
I think so.
I'm gonna go see him.
Okay.
She leaves Joe with Blake.
You okay?
Yeah. Thanks for staying with Sophie.
How's he really doing?
Well, he just needs to avoid some stress, staying away from work. Other than that, he should be okay.
Listen, Joe.
You're gonna have to change a few things around here. That's the real reason I came.
You know what, Blake? The truth is that I'm not crazy about you being here.
I didn't mean to...
I appreciate you staying with Sophie, but I think it's time for you to go now.
Okay.
He leaves, but pauses before stepping out the door.
I'm gonna be taking in the old sites tomorrow, if you want to talk or anything.
Now alone, she leans against the counter and looks into the distance. She notices and retrieves the pamphlet. Joe comes into her dad's room with a bowl of vegetables.
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Brought you a snack.
He frowns and pulls out a celery stalk.
Guess I better get used to this being called a snack from now on, huh? Sophie, go to bed?
Yeah. In case you haven't noticed, it's been a long night. I ran across this downstairs.
It's nothing. That's nothing. Look, Joe, it's just something I was reading about. I know what the store means to you. To me and Sophie, to the whole community. I have to do something to keep it open. It's not the right time to retire.
In a few weeks from now, Dad, when all the bulk of the bills are due, were you planning on paying them with your savings?
We had a real scare today. When I got home, I realized I should help out as much as I can while I still can.
I'm working on some stuff, Dad, okay? I've got the new line, and I'm working with the suppliers, and the savings are for you, okay? You can't sacrifice that.
And that's what family does. They sacrifice when they have to.
That's why Blake is here, isn't it?
I'm sorry I didn't tell you beforehand. I didn't know how to. Look, he saves businesses for a living. Joe, I figured we could use his help.
We don't need him, Dad. We can figure it out on our own.
He smiles and chuckles.
Joe, when your mom got the smart idea to open up a store, I thought she was nuts. But she wanted to plant roots in the community. She wanted to connect with people to help them out. I have to try everything to save that store. That's what she would want. And if Blake can help us...
He only thinks about himself, Dad. I mean, when was the last time you even saw him?
At your mom's funeral.
What?
I know you think he didn't show up, but he did. I don't know why he didn't talk to you. I'm sure he has his reasons, but he was there. He cared enough to come. He cares about us, Joe. Let him help.
Joe closes the door and finds Sophie sitting on the hallway floor.
You are listening? You can't do this on your own, Joe. I'm not doing it on my own. Dad?
I won't be able to work for a while. I'm gonna need help. So I've been thinking, what if I defer going home with you for a little while?
What about Iowa?
I told you I applied just for fun.
Hey, you don't need to make a decision just yet.
It's what family does. They make sacrifices.
Outside, Blake sits on a rock by a running river. Joe joins him.
I thought I'd find you here. I'm sorry about yesterday. I shouldn't have snapped. It was all just too much. Seeing you, Dad's scare, Sophie growing up so fast.
Remember the last time we were here?
It was the morning of graduation.
Yep.
And I ran away.
Everyone was so busy, and when I turned around, you were just gone. But I knew this is where you'd be.
I was just so worried that it was my last chance to... I don't know.
Duke asked me to come, Joe.
He told me. Why didn't you tell me that you came to my mom's funeral?
I meant to. But when I saw you, you were being so strong for your dad and Sophie. I hadn't talked to you in years. I really didn't think you needed anything else going on. I have to be upfront with you, Joe. I might be leaving in a few days. I'm waiting to hear back on this job, and if I get it, I'm going back to New York.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Something's been missing for a while now, and I tried so many things to sort it out, but nothing works. I honestly think helping out with the store will be really good for me.
Well, I'm glad to know it'll be good for one of us.
She grins.
Okay.
Okay, fine. You can help out with the store. But there's gonna be some rules.
Oh, you're in charge. I do what you say, and you have the final word.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're aware of the rules.
Now, I know how you feel about change, but...
You're already starting with the butt?
You just have to keep an open mind.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, I will see you tomorrow morning at the store.
Good.
I'm glad you came. It's nice to know that you care. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. sharp, 7:02, and all bets are off.
She walks away from the water. Now at the store.
We are absolutely not doing that.
Joe, we've been back and forth on this for hours. I told you it was going to be drastic.
Drastic, I can handle. You want to restructure the traffic? Fine. You want to change the toner suppliers? Not a problem. But we are not redesigning the structure of the building.
That's not what I said. I said replace the windows. That's all.
The windows are fine the way they are.
Look at these. These things are old.
They are beautiful.
But they're old. They're leaking like crazy. You're wasting so much money because it's an outdated building. If you replace them with more modern things,
cold,
efficient,
eyesores.
Look, I've already explained this. Income's important, but it's fluid. Expenditures are something you can control.
I know, I get it.
Then why are you fighting me on this?
Because some things just can't be changed.
Look, Joe, you're gonna have to try to come out of your comfort zone for this one. Because it's much better to change something now that you might like than having to change something in the future that you're definitely gonna hate.
Let this one go.
He faces her.
Okay, fine. How about you take the candy from the front of the store?
Nope, can't
and,
do
oh,
it.
Oh, come on, why not? You only make money on low-cost items if you sell a lot of them. You have to keep them near the register to take advantage of the customer's impulse tendencies.
Trust me, that is not a good idea. And have you listened to yourself taking advantage of the customers?
You know that's not what I'm saying. You're not listening.
Whatever book you got that from, that's not how things work in the real world.
You are the most stubborn.
A woman slowly comes in.
I'll just add that to your tab.
Just as slowly, she leaves.
Was that Miss Hayes?
Yep.
She looks good for her age.
She does. She comes in here every day. She opens that door. She grabs her favorite candy. and leaves. That is the highlight of her day.
It's possible some of the theories need to be adjusted to this town.
Yes. And we are not some online conglomerate whose bottom line are shareholders. She is our bottom line. And so is Carol, who sometimes has trouble finding her plant feed, or Henry, who uses a special fishing tack that he can only find here. Is it silly to hold some of these things in stock? Of course it is. But who else will take care of this community? Who else will have just what they need? If we take away all that, what will we be left with?
She grimaces.
A prophet.
Ugh.
Look, Joe,
wait, you're not wrong.
Oh, is that how they say someone is right in Brooklyn?
No, because I'm not wrong either. Maybe you can squeak by for the next couple months by doing what you're doing, but you're gonna have to make a compromise if you want to move past this.
You know what? We'll think better on a full stomach.
I'm in.
Oh, coat.
Think fast.
Thank you. Oh.
And you're buying.
I'll consider it. We can rock, paper, scissors for it.
Nah. Business restructure consultant. Did you just wake up one day and decide to do that full time?
Sorta, yeah. After I graduated business school, I got this sweet corporate job in the city, but I guess it never felt right. Mm. I wanted to help people, so I went off on my own. And it's been great, but...
But something's missing?
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I love my job. And I love my work. It's just... Sometimes it feels like... Hey, is that your...
Dad!
At a food truck.
What the heck? Dad! What are you doing? You're not supposed to be eating this stuff.
I'm just here for the company. And the smell.
Okay. Good, then. Sorry, I thought that...
I know, I'm taking care of my health.
Okay.
Why are you here?
Blake here needs some real food, right?
Yeah, really hungry. I'm gonna go stand in line.
Okay.
How's it going at the store?
It's good. You know, we're getting there. You just need to rest, then.
Going okay with Blake?
Yeah. He's trying. It's nice. It kind of feels like before he left, you know?
Okay, then. We should head back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling tired.
What?
You almost done, Soph?
Just, like, one more minute, okay? I just want to finish my chips.
I'll go start the car.
Okay. Hey, we still need to talk about Iowa University, Soph.
Ooh, is that where you're going? One of the best writers' workshop in the country.
You know, I'm just focusing on helping out right now. I can think about school later. Yeah, she's not certain where she's gonna go yet.
Hey, Sophie! You coming?
She joins Dad.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Okay, so, I'll see you later.
See you later.
What was that about?
I'll fill you in over these delicious sandwiches. Yes. Thanks, Bob. You've done it again. What?
Then the sprinklers went off. And then the test got all wet, and it took a week to retake them.
And then Principal Herman was like, what do you have to say for yourself, Blake? And you were like, I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey, we had a lot of good times in high school.
Yeah, we did.
Hey, do you ever wonder if... Never mind, that's...
Wonder what?
Nothing.
Do you ever wonder?
Yeah, all the time. I constantly think what life would be like if we got on that train. Why didn't you tell me you weren't gonna come?
I tried, but, you know.
Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't call you about your mom. I wanted to when I heard about her illness, but... I don't know. I didn't think you wanted to hear from me.
It would have been nice to hear from you. The first year was the hardest. And a few years after that weren't any better. So I moved in with my dad and Sophie, just to make sure that they were okay. And I've just been there ever since, taking care of the store, taking care of both of them.
You did a great job stepping in.
You know, my mom designed everything about that store. If we change everything, what will be left of her?
Blake knits his brow.
Is there anything you don't like about the store?
She breaks into a smile.
The sign. Gah. You know, I never liked that sign.
Me neither.
Oh. All right, we'll do what you said.
What's that?
Compromise.
He holds up his bottle, and she does the same.
Deal.
Deal.
At the store, she cocks a window.
I don't think I'm doing this right.
No, it's great. Once that dries, we'll paint over it, and it will be perfect. You know, I love this compromise because you get to keep your amazing windows and stop hemorrhaging costs.
Does that mean we make a good team?
Yes, but you might want to keep that in mind for this next part. But it's good, I promise. Now, we've maximized our usage of the shelves, but now we have this big empty corner in there, and we need to figure out how to leverage that.
Hello!
Oh, Carol over here.
Oh, hi.
Oh, good, you're sprucing up the color.
What was wrong with the other color?
Oh, it's bland. Is that the color you're going with?
Yeah.
Is Duke here?
Oh, no, he's at home resting. I'll make sure to send him your best.
I'll just leave the money on this.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, bye, Carol.
That's a great color, and it matches everything. I swear, everyone in this town has an opinion.
Wait, what did you just say?
It matches everything.
No, about Carol having an opinion. Everyone has an opinion of the store. What if we pick their brains and ask them what they think could make the store better for them?
A focus group, that's a great idea. We should be gathering data on what they think. So,
who are you calling?
Well, we should start calling people right now. We can't waste time.
Wait, let me get this straight. You are gonna call some people in town right now during the day to save time?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think you understand.
Okay, Joe, I went to business school in New York City, and I know you think we're just stuffed up suits, but we just might know more than you think, and maybe even know a little bit more than you.
Oh, okay, New York. Sounds like you're right. You better get calling. You know what? I'm going to help you out.
Sure.
Here.
Please do.
Is Mrs. Hayes' number. She'll be your best bet to get a quick conversation.
Great.
There you go.
Now I'm going to use some of the marketing tools that I learned in school.
Huh. There you go.
Hey, Miss Hayes, it's Blake Harris from Daisy Hills. I was what? Yeah, Waylon's son. Yeah, I was wondering if... Brooklyn. Yes, I got the braces off a long time ago. No, they don't call me that anymore.
From inside the store, Joe sets up a display as he finally hangs up.
Yep, thank you, Miss Hayes. It was very nice catching up with you. Okay, yeah. Yes, okay then. Okay. Bye.
So, how's Mrs. Hayes doing?
She's good. She's got a new apple pie recipe that's really working out.
Ah. Well, that only took about 2 hours. How many people do you think we need in our focus group?
Please never make me do that again.
Quick calls to people we haven't spoken to in a while isn't really something we do around here, Blake. That's what I was trying to tell you and your big New York City education.
I deserve that. I do. But I still think the focus group is a good idea. Is there any way we can, text everyone or something? I don't know.
Do you really think asking people questions will help you figure out how to move forward?
I know it will.
Okay. And tomorrow, we will do what we should have done today.
They high five. Daytime, Joe heads out along the sidewalk with her coffee. She turns from the mailbox to see Blake in his car.
Hey there, Bob.
You know the roots of that tree are tearing up the sidewalk, right?
Yes, they are.
Has anyone ever asked you to cut down that tree?
Yeah, they have.
And let me guess. You said that that's not really an option because your mother left that tree.
Nah, I like to keep that part to myself. You ready?
Can't wait.
She buckles in, and he drives away.
So are you sure what we need to do?
Yeah, well, it was my idea to talk to people in person, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just want to make sure we get the answers we want.
Is your girlfriend okay with you being such a micromanager?
Are you trying to find out if I have a girlfriend?
No, just making small talk.
Oh. Well, I bet your boyfriend hates small talk. Oh, wait. That's right. I think you have a boyfriend.
I might have a boyfriend. You don't know that.
I talked to Miss Hayes forever on the phone yesterday, so there's nothing about this town I don't know.
You didn't answer my question.
Well, if I did have a girlfriend, which I don't, she would love that I'm detail-oriented.
Oh, detail-oriented.
Yeah, that's right. So people around town are really going to be okay with taking time in their busy day to talk to us face to face?
Yeah, Blake, I may have left out a very important part.
At a farm.
We're doing chores, aren't we?
You said you wanted a face to face with people, right?
Yeah. No, this is brilliant. The more we help them, the more they help us.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Henry, hope we're not too late.
Right on time. Come on.
Okay.
While Blake wrangles a cow, Joe stands with Henry.
You know, Henry, you're always whittling away. Do you have any finished pieces I can see?
Actually, yeah.
This is amazing.
You like it?
Are you kidding? Look at your workmanship. Henry, you're an artist.
Oh, that's just
hey, Blake, come over here and see this.
Come on.
One sec, let me finish this.
Guess you can take the man out of the country, but not the other way around.
Yeah.
What's up?
Look at this.
What's this?
Henry's hobby.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
You know, if you like that, you should see the barn.
Yeah. Oh.
Henry,
whoa.
Inside, there are large wooden sculptures of wildlife, as well as an inspirational sign that reads, "If you love something, let it go. If it comes back, it's yours. If it doesn't, it was never meant to be."
This is incredible. You made all of these?
Well, I gotta do something with my off time.
You ever heard of the internet?
I'm a multitasker.
Hey, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, you don't have to go so soon. I got a whole bunch of other chores I'd rather Blake do.
Oh, next time.
Yeah, we got to meet Carol.
Well,
yeah.
Sure is good to see you two back together. You should come back again.
Carol's.
Oh, hello. Hey, Carol. Sorry we're late.
Hey. Good to see you. Yeah, it does that sometimes.
She wears a straw hat.
Well, what do you think?
I think you should come over and help me garden more often.
I'm wearing this
correctly, right?
A flowered hat.
You fit right in. Great job, Blake. You really do have two green thumbs.
Well, you'd be surprised how much gardening there is in Brooklyn. And beekeeping, and there's yoga.
Bees?
And...
in the city? Don't they have enough trouble down there?
These are just gorgeous, Carol. Some of the most beautiful flowers I've ever seen. How'd you do it?
Well, you know, Blake, it's like everything else in life. The more you put into something, the greater the result. But it really helps when you have people around you can rely on, like Joe here. You made a good move coming back for her. I'm glad to see the two of you getting back together. Now, would anyone like some tea?
No.
I've got some in the house.
No, no, we're not,
Oh, no, I've got plenty of tea. How's Duke doing? Does he need a little visit?
They arrive at another house.
Does Miss Hayes know we're coming?
Yeah, she just wants us to go through a couple records.
Nice.
Okay, so don't go downstairs because Mrs. Hayes said that she didn't finish telling you the whole story about her cousin when you guys were on the phone yesterday.
Well, at least she doesn't think we're dating again.
She absolutely thinks that we're dating again. In fact, she said that I should come up here to have some time alone with you while you organize her records.
Well, get ready to be shocked because she's got everything. This collection's huge. Jazz, big band, classic rock, disco, kids pop.
Are you kidding me? I love this record. Oh.
She dances.
Oh, no. That is way, way, way too much.
Remember
I think that goes on. I do remember that.
So
Hey, can you still do the thing?
Which thing?
You know the thing. You can do it.
Oh, the thing. Okay.
He joins her in a dance. They pause and stare at each other before separating.
Should we,
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that we're done for today.
Yeah. I'll keep organizing and put those over there, and you go on and...
Now alone, he turns and runs into a rafter.
Boy, sitting in front of a computer does not make you feel like this.
You just need a good night's sleep.
I'm not tired. Well, I am tired. I'm fulfilled. When I first moved to Brooklyn, there is nothing that I thought I'd miss about small town living. Calloused hands working out in the rain or the smell of fresh fertilizer on the ground. Just what you take for granted is the things you end up missing the most.
Fresh fertilizer, huh? That's what you miss the most?
Not as much as other things.
They gaze at each other. She smiles at him.
Well, this is a great day, Blake. I will see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, hey, I have a thing tomorrow morning, so tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
He takes a call from 5B Consulting.
Blake Harris?
Hi, Mr. Harris. It's 5 Burrows Consulting. We're just confirming tomorrow's final interview. We look forward to it. Thanks.
Great.
Sophie sits on the couch as Joe comes home.
Hey.
Oh, hey! Where's Dad?
He went to bed. I just wanted to finish working on this piece.
What are you doing?
I'm not really sure yet. It's about our town.
Yeah? Can I read it?
When it's done. How was today? You seem smiley.
I'm not smiley.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the bag Blake gave you?
Yeah.
It is super nice.
Yeah, I love it. It's like he knew exactly what I needed.
Yeah, he does that. Hey, what's this?
It's my rejection letter to Iowa.
Your rejection letter to Iowa? I thought you were going to think about it.
I did think about it. And I can't just up and leave you. You didn't leave Mom.
Sophie, I didn't stay here for Mom or Dad. I stayed here for me. Some people have to leave their hometowns and some people don't. You have to do what's best for you.
Okay.
She closes her laptop.
Hey, you hungry?
Yeah.
I
I am starving.
Okay, let's go. So I just turned on the record player, and it was that song that played at our prom, so I just, you know, I started showing him my moves.
That's so cute. I can't believe you guys just started dancing.
It was really nice.
Hey, all right, ladies. Hi. Ooh. Here you go.
Yay.
These are the last of them. You guys came right on time.
Thank you.
Looks right, delicious. Enjoy.
Hey.
What's up?
So, I've been thinking, would you like to join our Daisy Hills focus group?
Oh, would I?
Good.
Yeah.
Great. Can I ask you a few questions?
Absolutely.
Bob sits with them. Sophie eventually falls asleep on the bench.
The lack of space really kills me, you know?
It must be tough trying to find a new location every day.
Well, you know, sometimes I luck out. Right? I get a permit. Other times, not so lucky. So, gotta wait it out. Right? But it's all good, you know?
Why go through all the trouble?
Because I love feeding people, Joe. I love it. What else am I gonna do? What I wouldn't give for permanent location, you know? I would make any spot work and work that spot.
Joe's eyes widen. She bangs on the table.
Whoa, wait! Sorry, Soph! Yeah!
Daytime, Blake hauls a box into the store.
Oh, wait! Close your eyes!
Okay.
Okay. Put that down right there.
What's going on?
So, last night, Sophie and I were starving after you dropped me off, and so we decided to grab a bite of Bob's.
Oh, he was still open.
Yeah, he works late, just in case he doesn't know where or if he'll have a spot the next day.
You know, you guys should consider joining forces because that could benefit everyone.
Oh, wow, that is a good idea.
Ta-da!
Good thing I thought of it first.
You're a genius.
Wait, nice. What was that? Could you say that louder for everyone to hear?
She's a genius.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. And Bob is going to use this truck as the kitchen. And I was thinking he could stock some things just back here. And we could maybe put some tables and chairs back there. That way, everyone will know where Bob is all the time. It's a win for everyone.
Win, win, win.
I love it. This is amazing.
Ooh, was he surprised?
Yes, of course.
Okay, we gotta post this. Come here.
Ooh, yes.
Hey, you gotta get in here, too.
Come on.
Get ready?
Come to Bob's Ribs at the Daisy Hill store.
Come get your grub on.
There we go. Okay, make sure you tag me so I can repost it, okay?
Okay. All right. What should we do? Hashtag country life, hashtag... Bob's
Rib Stand?
Yeah. There we go.
Okay, you sure you two don't want to enjoy this in real life?
You're just going to have to get used to it because we're going to have an account up real soon.
That's actually
really?
A great idea.
Yeah.
Why don't we go all virtual? Like, who needs walls and human interaction? Hey, Bob, do you think we can have one of your sandwiches through social media? Is that possible?
Working on it.
Good call.
Hey, we're going to get there.
Are we? Hashtag virtual reality, hashtag Bob's Burgers on social media.
This place looks great, Joe. Hey, is this Bob's new place for the week?
No, sir. This is Bob's permanent spot.
Right here.
Yep.
Well, that will make things easier.
That's the point. Make sure that you share the news. That's old school for social media. So, what's going on? Can I get you anything?
Actually, I've got something for you. For both of you. I wanted you to have this for helping out yesterday.
Henry gives them the sign.
It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
We can't take this.
Of course you can. Now, I love making those, but the real pleasure is in sharing them.
Why didn't we think of this? We could sell the woodwork here.
Yes!
Sell my woodwork?
Yeah!
Your beautiful woodwork.
Oh, I don't know. Who'd even want to buy these
things? I'd definitely buy something like this.
She's just being polite.
No, wait, this is actually really, really nice. Yeah, I'm gonna go show Bob.
Yeah, we all like it. You said it yourself. You love sharing this with everyone.
Yeah.
Give everyone a chance to get one for themselves.
How would that even...
How about this? Whatever we sell, you take 60, you take 40. As long as that's fair.
Yeah.
Fair would be... 50-50.
Okay, Henry, you got yourself a partner.
Thank you.
Wow, this is... There's a lot of talented people here.
I know.
Her eyes widen again. Later at the store, people mingle, shopping and enjoying Henry's food. Joe directs people at work organizing the store.
Can we put Mrs. Hayes' records just over there?
Thanks.
Are you okay if I move this up against the...
Of course. Okay, yeah. Were you expecting me to put up a fight or something?
Hey, you are handling this remarkably well.
Well, 2 weeks ago, Joe would have been freaking out, but today, Joe is,
What about those? Do you mind if I get rid of those?
Whatever you need, Carol. I'm super proud of you. You're doing great.
Well, I think that there are those who love what they know and those who know what they love. And if you're lucky enough to figure out which one you are, you can do something about it. You know, it's not about changing the store. It's about finding the root of the store.
Well, the hardest part is over. And moving forward, it's going to be nice.
How about the display?
Yes,
Carol. Do you mind if I just shift it open?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be smooth sailing from here.
Oops.
I'm going to go help Carol.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Evening, people continue organizing and tidying the store.
It'll be great once the display case is set up.
But what exactly are designer cupcakes?
Well, they're different colors and they have stuff on top. She makes them herself.
So they're cupcakes?
No, Dad, they're not just cupcakes.
They are cupcakes.
No, they're not.
Hey, did you know we are selling designer cupcakes now?
It's an all new store here now, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad hesitates and checks out the new look.
He does something really special here, Joe. Mom would be so proud of you.
Gonna make me cry.
I'm still gonna say it. I couldn't be more proud.
They hug.
Thank you.
And there's just one more change.
They stand outside in the rain.
You did this?
Well, Henry asked if we might need any new signage for the store, and I swear someone said we did.
Yep, that was me. It's perfect. I love it.
They look at the new sign. Blake drops Joe at her home. She sees markers set up to fix the tree root.
What is this?
Well, I talked to some guys and turns out you don't have to cut down the tree. You can just build the sidewalk around it. It might take a little bit. What?
When did you do this?
I told you I was busy yesterday. Do you like it?
It's wonderful.
They walk to the swings. Fairy lights decorate the tree.
Care for a swing?
You did an amazing job, Joe.
We did, Blake. Listen, I know that I was hesitant at first, but you've really helped us out, so thank you.
You're welcome.
What?
Why didn't you ask me to stay?
If you love something, let it go. I had to let you go, Blake.
He purses his lips.
I always knew that I wanted to stay in Daisy Hills, and that was best for me, but it wasn't best for you. I wish that we could have stayed together. And I often think, what would have happened if I would have followed you to NYU? But I can't think of what would have happened if I asked you to stay. That would have led to a life of regret.
Neither smiles as they talk.
I spent a lot of time in New York trying to figure out who I was or what I was doing.
I think I'm still trying to figure that out. But what I was looking for, it wasn't in New York. And you're right. I would have regretted staying here.
He puts a hand on her arm.
I should go. Hey.
And I should have done this a long time ago.
He leans over and kisses her gently. She smiles back at him and stands.
I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
She enters the house to find Sophie sitting on the sofa with her laptop.
You totally made up with Blake.
What? No, I... Why? Did you see us?
Okay, wait, what? No, I was kidding. You need to tell me everything.
Why are you still up?
I really want to finish up the story. Okay, wait, tell me, please.
Okay, well, I'll tell you in 5 years.
No, wait, I actually have a question. Please, it's not about that, it's about the story. I've been thinking, do we even have an advertising plan?
What do you mean?
Well, a lot of the community is invested in the store now, right? So how are we even going to get people from outside of the town to know about it?
That's why we're going to have a meeting tomorrow morning.
We are?
We are now. Good night.
Okay, good night.
I don't see how that's old-fashioned. I mean, a billboard was good enough for my daddy and his daddy before him.
And you don't see how that's old-fashioned, Dad. Okay, I got two words for you. Viral market.
That's a great idea, but you can't force those things. They have to be natural. I mean, how about we buy
Okay, stop right there. We only have $500, and now we have $475. What can we even get for that?
A big old sign on the 163. Bring in folks off the main highway.
Well, can we even get a sign for less than $500?
Go talk to Brent.
The billboard guy. Yeah, what the heck. Come on, Soph. You guys okay keeping an eye out on the store?
We got it.
All right.
The sisters head out. Blake's phone rings.
Oh, I gotta take this. Blake Harris speaking.
Mr. Harris, great news. We'd like to offer you the partnership at 5 boroughs.
That is great news.
We'd like you to start tomorrow morning.
Wow, that's soon.
We're very excited to introduce you to the board.
Great. I'll give you a call later.
Sounds good.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Everything all right there, son?
I got the job. They want me in New York tomorrow morning.
Well, that seems like an opportunity.
It is. You ever get queasy making those big decisions, though?
Yeah, I have. It just comes down to one or the other. I mean, life is just one choice after another, and you don't know how it's going to turn out. But as long as you're true to yourself, you're making the right decision.
You're right. I guess I gotta take care of business then.
Dad pats him on the shoulder, and Blake leaves the store. Joe pokes her head back in.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my cell phone?
No, I haven't.
Where did Blake go?
He got the job. They want him to start tomorrow.
Her smile fades.
I'm so sorry, Joe.
There's no apology needed. It's his dream job after all. I only wish you would have said goodbye.
Well, I'm sure he'll come see you before he leaves.
Won't that just hurt more?
She turns and leaves. Dad sighs and crosses his arms. Trees line the river on both banks. Sophie and Joe re-enter the store.
I don't get it. Why didn't we get the billboard? What if this is all just overboard? Maybe things were better for everyone the way they were before. For everyone or for you? Do you want to go to Iowa, Soph? I can go to Hopewell U. It's a great school.
Yeah, but Iowa has the best program for writing, right?
Yeah, but whatever, it's fine.
Listen, Soph. If you don't follow your heart, one day you might wake up and wish you had. And it might be too late.
You and Dad are in my heart, too.
Dad and I want what's best for you. We'll be fine.
It's late. Can we go home?
Yeah. Why don't you go out there? I'll meet you.
Joe stays behind in the store for a few moments. She looks at the photo of her mom before gathering her things and closing the store. At home.
I'm gonna turn in, Soph. I'm gonna stay up for a bit and finish my story. You wanna tell me what it's about? What you were saying before. Life, choices, everything.
Well, I can't wait to read it.
Hey, where's Blake, by the way? I haven't seen him in a while.
He's gone. Back to New York.
Wait. Without saying goodbye?
Good night, Soph.
Joe continues up the stairs, leaving Sophie on the couch with her laptop. Later, Joe comes downstairs to find Sophie asleep on the couch with her laptop open. Joe covers Sophie with a blanket and takes the laptop to the kitchen table. She removes a plate of food to the kitchen. As she passes back through the dining room, she glances at the laptop on the table, hesitates, then sits to read Sophie's story.
More than three decades ago, my mother pursued a dream, one she nurtured and cultivated. With my father's help, she designed, built, and for many years ran the Daisy Hill Store, a general store that became the heart of my hometown, a place where folks shopped, gathered, and shared news.
Joe's phone buzzes with a call from Blake. Joe goes to the kitchen for a full bottle of wine and pours herself a glass as she continues to read.
As we grew, my older sister and I watched our mother pour her love into the store and the community. She taught us many lessons, these I cherish the most. Family first, every neighbor is family, and every member is responsible to the whole. When someone needs help, everyone pitches in. When our mother became ill and finally let go of this world, all of Daisy Hill suffered. Recently, as I prepare to embark on my own adulthood, I've watched my sister shake off her pain and embrace change, revitalizing the Daisy Hill store. As the new store emerges, I hear my sister's words. Some folks love what they know, and others know what they love. If you give yourself permission and enough space, you'll discover which one you are, hopefully in enough time to do something about it, in time to begin your journey. From me, I hope you'll swing by these parts and visit the new Daisy Hill store. Let us welcome you to our family's second home, because in Daisy Hills, everyone's family.
She pours the rest of the wine into her glass, tears up, and begins typing. She looks up the admissions contact at Iowa University and makes a call.
Hi, this is Joe. I'm calling in regards to my sister, Sophie Mason. Listen, Sophie is the best writer that you have accepted into your program. And she has rejected your acceptance because of me, and because of my dad, and because of this town, and you have to accept her, and don't take my word for it. In fact, I am going to send her amazing, incredible, heart-wrenching story to your page right now, and you will see. Please, please, please read it. We cannot let this girl fall through the cracks, not for me, not for anyone. And I know that when you read it, you will call me back. Again, my name is Joe Mason. My number is 555-3721. Thank you.
She nods at her laptop screen, satisfied. Now morning, she sees 10 missed calls from Blake and one from another number.
Hi, this is Joe Mason. I think I missed a call from Iowa University. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that was me. Look, I'm really sorry about the... You did. You do? Really? Yes, I meant it. Yeah, she's here somewhere. Can I get her to call you back? Yes, today, for sure. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, bye.
Joe, you shared my story?
Look, I had to. It was perfect.
You don't understand what you just did.
No, you don't understand, Sophie. I love you. And I am your sister. And I think you can do no wrong, but that is not why I shared it. Look, you are insanely talented. And by the time I was done reading your story, I was moved to tears, and I couldn't not share it. You want to go to Iowa. You have to go to Iowa. It's what's best for you.
Don't stop, okay? It wasn't even finished. It was a work in progress, and now 2 million people have seen my draft.
Wait. 2 million people?
You shared my story with the University of Iowa last night. You didn't private message them. You posted it to their page. And it sort of went viral.
That means they liked it.
Yeah. 2.1 million people, to be exact.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That explains the phone call.
What phone call?
Where have you been? I've been calling you all night.
What are you doing here?
I had to come here because you won't answer your phone. Is it broken or?
No, I was just ignoring it. I didn't know what to say to you.
What? Why?
Dad said that you were leaving.
He said what? Okay, that doesn't matter. I have to.
No, you know what? It doesn't matter. The point is, I want you to know that if you need to go to New York again, then that's okay. I couldn't hear your voice. I'm sorry. It made me feel too sad.
Joe, I'm not going to New York.
What?
You made me understand that that's not what I want. That's not what I'm missing.
Well, that was easy.
I was never going to take the job. Well, not never, but you made me realize that I've already found my missing piece. And it's not some new job.
It's you. And it's always been you. And when I told your dad that I had to take care of some stuff, I think he misunderstood. I had to get my stuff shipped here. I'm moving to Daisy Hills. Well, as long as you'll have me.
She smiles and tears up.
It's her already, come on.
They kiss. When they separate, he shoos Joe and her sister out the door.
Oh, wait, I came here for a reason. I have to show you guys something, and we gotta go now.
What?
Yeah, like, grab your coat, let's go.
Okay,
like, literally right now.
Come on.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Why are you...
Let's go.
We just had a nice moment, and this is
we'll
what
have more. Okay, so you shared Sophie's story last night.
Yeah, we know.
You did a great job, by the way. And a lot of other people think so, too.
Yeah, we're way ahead of... What the...
Are you?
A crowd waits outside the store.
Do you see this, Sophie? What is happening?
This is what I've been trying to tell you. People have come from all over. Everyone who read that story wants to see Daisy Hills community. They want to be part of it.
This is amazing.
Joe, Sophie, there
hey,
you
hey.
Are.
People will come here and buy what the community makes as long as we keep making.
That we part of the sentence sounds extra nice.
It's been like this all morning. They just keep coming. Oh. Pat Carroll sold enough this morning to cover a month's worth of feed. It's incredible. And your story brought them here. Oh, it was wonderful, sweetheart. I didn't realize it. I mean, heck, everyone says they're a good writer, but you're amazing.
That's the power of your words, Soph. That's why you need to go to Iowa.
Wait a minute, Iowa University?
I'm sorry, Dad. I applied just to see if I could get in, and then I did. I'm not gonna go.
You should go. Look around. I mean, you have a talent. Just look at what your writing's already done.
You should go. What about you? What about Dad? Who is going to help you run this?
I think Blake and I have this under control.
We sure do.
Blake and I will take care of this place. Dad will finally retire. And you? You will be able to do what's in your heart.
But I can't. I already sent them the letter telling them I don't accept.
Well, I talked to them this morning, and they are eager to ignore the letter. And it's clear why. Yeah.
Do it, sweetheart.
Sophie jumps into her dad's arms.
I have to go tell my friends. I'm going to Iowa. Oh.
Well, let's go sell everything we got.
Okay. You'll be done before dinner, though, right?
Oh, I sure will, Carol. Well, she asked if she could cook me up a healthy meal, and, you know, I gotta keep watch on what I eat.
Oh, yeah. So, you really think you're gonna stay?
I think I decided that the moment I saw you at Sophie's party.
They kiss, clasp hands, and walk through the crowd of people into the store.